All right, well, welcome TCFL owners and enthusiasts. This is episode 7, season 1, and actually our fourth installment now of our team analysis series. I am not joined this week by Zil Farilla, so unfortunately he couldn't be here tonight, so Slacker's taking a week off, so it'll just be me. But got a very special guest today. He's the four-time TCFL champion, yeah, and the owner with the most championships in the league history. Kind of pains me to have him on here, but he's beating me by one. I'd say I was the first of 2 and 3, but he's since gone back to back in 2016, 2017.
Yep.
He's put DP Nation in the lead. Welcome, DP Nation.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, excellent. I'm glad to have you on here. We were just talking about some history right before we started recording.
Yeah.
So the first question I always ask is, appropriate or not appropriate, but what's the origin of your team name of DP Nation?
That is completely innocent and appropriate. So I'm originally from Chicago. I live in LA now, but so basically it was a tribute to my hometown. I grew up in a town called Des Plaines, which is basically where O'Hare is. Ah. And so, yeah, it was just, DP, short for Des Plaines. And, I never, ever thought, like, I never, obviously for me, I never thought it was anything but, like, an abbreviation for that. But I do randomly recall, I don't know if you recall this, but there was, like, probably randomly on a message board maybe 2 or 3 years ago, it just kind of came up where people might have assumed that, like, it was
the other meaning, yes.
Yeah, the not so clean meaning. And then, so yeah, that blew me away that, like, oh, like, for however many years there were a handful of people in the league that thought it was like another reference other than
you've had this name the whole time, right? You haven't changed names.
No, yeah. So that's with me since day one of this league. So
one of the few, actually. I don't think there's many that have kept the same name all the way through. There's probably only a handful, 4 or 5 of us that have. So congratulations on that.
Yeah.
So as we were talking before too, I was saying that you and I actually have never actually talked in an audio session before, whether we've met or on the phone or the podcast, obviously. So I think it would be a good chance to, since maybe you don't know a lot of the guys in the league, you know, tell us a little bit about your history, since we've actually never talked over 15 years in the league, which is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because, like, you know, just thinking about I don't know, outside of, like, you know, family and close friends, if I've ever been associated with anything for 15 straight years.
Yeah, right.
And then when you add the fact that, like, other than Nick, so I came upon the league because of Nick, who was high school friends with Craig. So the fact that, like, Nick in those 15 years was the only person that I actually personally knew, like, it's a unique dynamic. But he asked me, you know, Nick is actually one of my oldest friends out here in LA, and he one of the first people I met out here. So, you know, that first year he was like, you know, I have some buddies back home that are starting a fantasy league. Me and Nick are kind of kindred spirits when it comes to just stupid gambling and fantasy sports and betting on this and that. So, I was like, yeah, I'm in. I'm definitely in. So,
yeah, since the beginning, since 2004.
15 years ago.
Yeah, you'll never guess who was the first champion in the league, but you were talking to him. So, number one in 2004, DP Nation.
Yeah, so. We were talking before, like, and I have no recollection of who was on that roster. So,
no idea.
Other than the championship, that's the only thing I recall right now.
That's all you need to recall. It's good enough.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit. So you're out in LA.
Yes.
You work in the same industry as Nick. So what is it that you do? And
So I work in television production, specifically post-production. Right now it's award season. So for instance, like I'm just getting off of like the Independent Spirit Awards and the Oscars and the iHeartRadio Awards. So I've been in these last couple of years stuck in this a loop of kind of reality TV competition shows, award shows. So
sweet.
Nick went on and became the successful big time TV writer, and I'm kind of walling away in like middle management, but you know, I have the 4 championships.
That's right. You can always hold that over him. No problem on that. So I'm sure he'll be super jealous too. In fact, let me look it up here. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Barb Dart doesn't have a championship. So you can definitely hold it up over him.
Yeah. So we know who's made out better in life.
That's right. Well, it's pretty cool that, you know, Nick, you know, the biggest part of his life right now is being inducted into the Redwood Valley High School Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so, I saw that. I couldn't huge. Tell if that was an inside joke or if that was legitimately happening. But
totally legit. Yeah, okay, totally legit. You know, in fact, Zilla Farilla and Toph's Terror's father is also in the Redwood Valley Hall of Fame. So it's pretty fun. So he's got good company.
I mean, he is just becoming a legend, this guy, Nick
Stan. That's right. You know, I just saw tonight, too, that the Prince of Peoria was nominated for a couple of Emmys.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think Nick's been actually been nominated, like, numerous times now at this point.
Okay.
So, yeah, he is, like I said, he's come a long way. You know, I remember, you know, he's like I said, like, in terms of gambling and just stupid bets, like, kindred spirits. Like, this is a guy who, you know, I think we did, like, a wine trip once with a big group of friends, and I think it was literally just a $5 bet that he drank, like, the spit bowl. Like, we bet him to, like, drink the spit bowl of wine. And it was no more than $10, and he did it. So, and now he's a Hall of Famer. So,
all right, we're gonna end now. That's disgusting. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, did you go to school with him?
No. So, actually, you know, I moved out here. I can't remember, like 2003, 2004. So, just pretty, you know, a year or two before the league, and we had a mutual friend. So we were all kind of like aspiring writer wannabes, and so kind of came together from another mutual friend, and you know, the rest is history. So
what does a post-production person do?
So, you know, I manage, basically. So it's again completely middle management. Like, I'm literally, you know, the Steve Carell of The Office character in my office. And so so basically we manage on any given show that I'm on, the editors who actually do the creative thing of putting the show together. And then, you know, we're basically the last line of a production that gets that show on the air or on the big screen.
So are you assistant manager or assistant to the manager?
Oh, no. So, I am. Exactly. No, I'm
Dwight Schrute reference. Sorry.
Exactly. Exactly. I was. Yeah. No. So I am. I am the manager. So,
the manager, perfect, above them all.
Yeah, so
nice.
20 people on the chain, though. So,
well, that's awesome. I like hearing a little bit about your history here. I suppose when somebody grills me on it, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about me. So, that'd be good. So, what I wanted to call this was pretty much the podcast of champions. I mean, we have of the 15 years in the league between us two, we've got half the championships. Yeah. We've got seven.
Yeah.
So if you're going to listen to a podcast, this is the one to listen to. So let's get a little bit about your history. So
sure.
finished number three last year. You had quite the run, actually. You got three championships in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's been a nice run, nice lucrative little spot for you.
Yep.
And then, what I wrote down was your average finishing position over the last 15 years is 5.5, which is a playoff team. And according to my records, the second best overall, right behind Zilla Farilla with 5.3. So there you go.
Yeah. You know, every year I feel like regular season, I'm always struggling just to even get, like, you know, to 500. And you know, like, so it's always better to be lucky, and then somehow I squeak into the playoffs, and then I kind of make that run in the playoffs. But one of those, I forget which championship year, but one of those years I had a losing record in the regular season. And then won, like, the last, like, four games just because of the way we do the seeding, eked in, and then kind of then went on to one of those championships. But yeah, like, definitely I had a losing season one of those years.
Sounds to me like good team management, just setting yourself up to the playoffs. So.
Or luck, mostly luck.
You gotta have that too. So like we said before, four overall TCFL championships, the inaugural season in 2004, and then 10 year, took a 10-year hiatus, and then 2014, 16, and 17 just kind of ripped them off there.
Yep.
So, and just overall, just looking at the guys you got right now, and just looking at, you know, some sort of dynasty / keeper ranking that I look at, you've got the number 5 team overall of the 12. So We can go in and talk a little bit about your team, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I think there's actually quite a few strengths here yet. Obviously, you know, you've got a couple of quarterbacks here that you're going to have to make a decision on.
Yeah, well, as you know, as you saw kind of in one of my earlier emails, like unless there's an injury that occurs to Baker, like that's, in my opinion, a done deal with my quarterback keeper is,
Yeah, I don't blame you. He's going to be pretty good for a while, I think, plus they're building quite around him quite well. So,
yeah,
that'd be kind of exciting to see.
His numbers are actually, like, I was actually looking at it today, kind of prepping for this, and, like, you know, he didn't start till game four, still threw for 27 touchdowns, I believe, and, you know, 3,200 yards. So, you know, you figure, even before Odell, you figure those numbers are going to improve just with a year of experience and then a full season under his belt, and then obviously throwing Odell. So, there's, again, outside of injuries, which obviously you can never predict, I can't imagine that he won't finish a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you too. You know, and the couple of running backs he's got around him too with Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
And Kareem Hunt, whatever he's allowed to come back. Sounds like an 8-game suspension, but, you know, he's pretty damn good with Kansas City last year.
You know, again, like, well, you know, my football knowledge is worth 2 cents, but, like, I also think. You know, with Odell, that actually makes Landry better because I don't think Landry's a number one receiver. I think he was, you know, like ill-suited to be the guy. And, you know, when he's always kind of the secondary option is kind of when he thrives. So I think, just having Odell there will make Landry all the better as well. So,
Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the Browns. So fun season for them, I think. Moving on to running backs, you got good old reliable David Johnson. He's only had a couple really down seasons, but outside of that, he's been a stud for quite a while. You know, in my opinion, he's going to have a bounce back season this year. He's got a new head coach, likes to use the running back in the passing game. That's really what David Johnson does. So kind of jealous of him there.
Yeah. And you know, again, doing – like, again, me having him, like, firsthand, I thought he had a complete bust year. But then when I was looking at his stats and rankings today, like, he still finished as the ninth best running back. So, like,
he was fine
in a what it was a down year for David Johnson was still, you know, productive. I mean, throughout the season, still I was like, one. Guy's horrible, but in the end, like, he still produced. So,
do you remember when you got him?
Well, you know, it's this is where luck again just completely comes into like, I think I'm 99% lucky, and the 1% skill set that I have is maybe kind of recognizing future talent, because he was definitely a waiver pickup that I made at the end of whichever year. So it was his rookie so whatever his rookie year was, I don't know if I'm assuming somebody must have held on to him at some point in the year, and then maybe because of roster moves for the playoffs
you know,
it dropped him, and then so I swooped and picked him up.
He was one of those kind of middle of the year guys, kind of breakout guys. So he might have been drafted and then kind of dropped in the first few weeks.
Yeah.
You sweep him up, and there you go.
Yeah. So basically, I had him since his rookie year, and then I mean, it's like all my guys have been like, it's amazing. Travis Kelce was a waiver pickup for me.
Wow.
You know, obviously Baker was a waiver pickup for me.
Yeah, look at all these young guys.
Yeah, so it's like I've been really lucky with my waiver pickups.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Kelce would be great. He's definitely one of those differential tight ends that you have. So, in fact, in my rankings, he's above Gronk now. Sorry, Craig, but, you know, it's number one.
Yeah.
At least top three for sure. So after three, it just drops off bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Then you throw Michael Thomas in there. You got a nice young stud wide receiver, be there for years, at least as long. Hopefully, he'll be as good as long as Breeze is there. I don't know, but they got Teddy Bridgewater too. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. He, you know, I got lucky with him because I remember when we had the draft, like, and I think I ultimately ended up drafting Sterling Shepard as well. But I remember those were kind of the two high profile wide receivers coming out of that draft, and. Yeah, and again, I just got lucky, and he ended up turning into, you know, what he is today. Like, it's like the crazy thing too is like if we ever do, you know, half PPR or PPR, like the value of these guys like just triples.
Oh, man. So, yep, for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's been some discussion around that. You know, Later in the year, I'm hoping to have, as everybody gets their whatever rule changes and stuff that they would like to see come into the league, I'd like to have a podcast on. This is like a, you know, 10 minutes to, for somebody to state their case on why, you know, why they want a certain thing changed. And I would imagine that maybe a half point PPR might be a good discussion.
Yeah. So, I mean, the way my roster is set up right now, I would be all for that rule change. So.
Mine too, with you know Saquon Barkley, he's got you know yeah. 9 catches a game. God. I'll take that all day. So, yeah. Yeah. it's funny. It'll probably depend upon the makeup of your team how you vote.
But... Exactly.
That's okay. Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's go into some you know opportunities you might have. You know, RB2, maybe a little challenges there. There's a couple of. Guys that, again, if we went half-point PPR, man, Tariq Cohen would be a nice guy to have.
Yeah.
I don't know anything, really, what's going on with, like, Damien Williams.
Well, I know, didn't they just – I think Casey just signed Carlos Hyde.
They did.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, like, I don't know if Carlos Hyde is kind of yesterday's news in terms of what he may bring. So, I mean, unless they draft – I actually feel pretty good about Damien Williams because unless they bring somebody else in, I think they're going to start the year with them as the number one back.
I would think so. It had a hell of the end of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure how he wouldn't be your number two guy.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be, I mean, in redraft leagues, he's probably a second, third round pick. I mean, that's a top 36 player. You got to
almost
go with him.
Yeah, for me, it comes down leaning towards Williams, but it's coming down between Williams and then God, why can't I think of my Tennessee guy?
Derrick Henry. Yes.
Yeah, Derrick Henry. Yeah, yeah.
He was fun to watch last year.
He was, you know, and it's funny the that one game that he had the three touchdown.
Oh yeah, he had a huge game. Yeah.
He was on my bench, so did not get to that.
Yeah, we may have given you a award for that. I can't remember?
yeah. So, but yeah, I mean. I don't know. Like, if I don't did Tennessee are they keeping Lewis or like are they still kind of planning on doing the same timeshare?
I haven't heard where Deion Lewis. I thought Deion Lewis is a free agent, but I'm really not sure what they're going to do with him. Yeah, Henry could be the guy though next year. You might have some trade bait on your hands.
Yeah, I mean, if and when they decide to make him the feature back, I think he could do some damage. And again, especially. As in a non-PPR league that we're in currently, like he would be a, you know, pretty valuable running back. So some nice problems to have.
Definitely
number two. Yeah.
What do you think about your wide receiver too? You're super short on wide receivers. You only got two. Michael Thomas and Elshon. So.
Well, you know,
definitely he's going to be your keeper. Right?
Yeah, you know, I guess it ultimately ended up being kind of a down trade for I forget who I traded. Who did I trade him with?
I don't remember.
Okay, but it was basically a Carson Wentz for Alshon trade, and I think both those trades kind of given the years that both of them had were. You know, pretty mediocre. Yeah. So
that must have been a couple of years ago, huh?
No, it was actually just before this season. So it's because, you know, obviously I had Cam. So, and then I don't know if you recall, but they weren't quite confident. And he ultimately didn't play until like week 4 or 5, anyways, when Carson started coming in. So,
knee injury.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, yeah. So, that second wide receiver. That come to draft, I'll be definitely looking to bolster. So.
Well, yeah, I think if you look at the rookie class this year, there are probably a couple guys at least that will be not kept from teams that might be a good target for you. But then the rookie class coming in seems to be a little bit more wide receiver heavy than running back heavy than it has been in the past few years at least.
Yeah.
So
I forget about name, but I know that there's a couple of just like. Athletic freaks.
Oh man, yeah. I don't know if you watch. Do you watch any of the combine at all?
Yeah. Who's the one guy? Was it
DJ Metcalf?
Yes.
just a freak of a human body specimen. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So funny. So we'll see how some of these guys turn out at the next level. But whether it's a rookie or whoever, some of the other guys drop, that'll be definitely something I'm targeting. So.
Yep. Nope, sounds good. So, and I had written down here trades none, but it sounds like you did make one before the season. Now, I don't really recall what it was, but it sounds like you sent Carson for Alshon and maybe something else.
Yeah, draft pick in there or something? I think we flip-flopped draft picks, but they were like pretty late draft picks.
It was with Steve.
Yeah, so that was pretty inconsequential. But my track record with trades has been horrible. So I actually almost like, you know, I remember one year I, you know, traded for Stephen Ridley, another year. You Minnesota fans will know this. I traded for somebody with for Toby Gerhart.
Nice.
That one, or, you know, kind of flashy year that he had. And then I think immediately he either took an offer or got traded to Jacksonville and like absolutely nothing. So, yeah. So I almost try to ban myself from making it. I seem to always screw those up somehow.
Oh, man. But that's the fun part. Keep that keep that stuff moving along.
Yeah.
Kind of like our last guest, Chris. Just trading, and part of all the trades last year. So,
yeah.
It's funny. So, you know, I got to, as we wrap this up, I have to ask Zilla Farilla's question. He always asks at the end, is there a specific add or drop or trade that you think kind of was the best or worst in your 15-year career here in the TCFL?
Oh, for sure. You know, I was looking back at my roster from previous years, and I think it was with Craig, but yeah, he traded me Chris Johnson just before Chris Johnson just became like, you know, Chris Johnson.
the Tennessee Chris Johnson?
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that, and then I had like five plus, like, you know, huge years with Chris Johnson. So that was a huge trade. And then awesome. I know we were kind of talking about this before we came on.
Oh, yeah.
The one trade that I wish I would have made between you and I remember you had offered me. I'm assuming it was Andre Johnson, right? Because I remember.
Oh, it must have been. Yeah, it must have been. That's probably when I had
AJ.
Him.
So my first thought was obviously AJ Green, but then when you emailed,
didn't happen.
Yeah, it was like AJ. You wanted to break up the AJ Owen Daniels combo, so I'm assuming Andre Johnson.
And, yep, that's who it was.
You wanted to trade for Aaron Hernandez, and I sent this like really like you know, pompous email back saying, you know, Hernandez is going to be my keeper for years to come, so no on that trade. And the next year, literally like probably 5 months later, you know, obviously the whole Aaron Hernandez fiasco went down,
little problems with the law. So, I'll wipe the sweat from my brow on that one, so yeah, thanks for not agreeing.
Probably should go down in the hall of shame of that's on awesome trades one. So
that's very good. Well, very cool. Do you have anything else that you'd like to tell everybody or about yourself?
Actually, you know what? I do want to throw a little shout out to Craig because, you know, the fact that he's put up with us bozos for the last 15 years running this league. You know, I've run a couple of my in my past and just know, like, you know, it's a thankless job. But, you know, he's always handled it with grace and, you know, like goodwill. And so, yeah, like I just I just want to throw Craig a little shout out for together these last 15.
Definitely shout out to the factory. I know I've given him my fair share of crap over the years. So
yeah.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you joining us, Mike. It's really good to talk to you, and good luck next year.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Take care.
Well, thanks, Mike. That was really fun to have you on. Again, we hadn't talked in 15 years. That was actually our first ever conversation. You can reach Mike. He's on Twitter at mchoy, C-H-O-I, 823, if you wanted to get in touch with him. Obviously, you can always get the podcast at tcfl at gmail.com. You can also do it on Twitter at TCFL, at the TCFL podcast. I'm at Eric Toft. And once again, you can find all the podcasts on Apple, Anchor, Google Play, you know, everything that you want. So again, that was fun, Mike. Next up, not sure who will, but we've got Steve and Nick, Andy, Tim, Craig, the Dowling Coalition, and Dan, plus myself. So there's quite a few left. So we got eight to go. It's been a fun few weeks here, so hopefully you guys have enjoyed listening to everybody's team analysis and some of their history. We will talk to you later. Bye.